I wonder how conscious you are of the influences of your military background. I think my perception is that a lot of people misunderstand the work that a lot of military roles do, which is, you know, ultimately, in often many circumstances, about conflict. But it's about conflict resolution and conflict avoidance, isn't it, as well? And what I'm hearing from you is someone that understands your stakeholders and understands the differing ranges and therefore the needs, different ranges of those stakeholder requirements, and the need to behave differently to arrive at, coming back to our point earlier on around consensus and common sense of direction. Do you think your military background has influenced that?
I think it's hugely influenced it, Rich. And if I'm totally honest, I think my 12 years in the army was an amazing experience. It's probably only now that I'm later in life that I appreciate a lot of what I gained from that experience. Because I joined as quite a naive 19-year-old, experienced a lot and saw a lot that probably a lot of people in their 20s don't actually see. But I think, you know, for one of my very, very first leadership courses in the army, what was drilled into you was mission, people, self. You know, you focus on what you need to do. Next, you focus on your people because you can't do it without your people. And then you come at the end. Then you focus on yourself. And I think that was a great life lesson to me. Sorry, if you're in the cavalry or an armored, you know, what used to be the cavalry, then of course it's mission, horse, person, self, and the way they put it, which always made me smile a little bit. But I think, sometimes, you know, I engage increasingly with other people who have no connection to the military, either not directly or even through family members. And I think sometimes there can be a very misguided view that army leadership is very rigid. And I've heard the word institutionalized a lot. And it really annoys me because army leadership is quite different, you know? I mean, you're always drilled into, you know, the job of the person who is a rank above you. So if something happens to them, you take over. The British Army wants you to think, you know, it wants you to have empathy. And certainly, you know, throughout my time and in areas like, for example, Northern Ireland, when I served with the UN in Cyprus, I saw the British Army at its best because it was often put into an interface position. It was about diplomacy. It was about negotiation. And as a very last resort, it was about taking overt action. And I think sometimes that side of what the military does isn't perceived. And
I agree entirely.
Maybe over recent months, when we've seen, you know, the strikes that we're seeing in the country at the moment, and the fallback is always, we can bring the army in. I mean, the army is diminished in size incredibly. And this is not me going off on a political rant, don't worry.
But I think, you know,
if we are going to rely on the army to support the civil authorities and deal with all that it deals with around the world, then it's got to be resourced. But I also think that when our military people, our veterans, leave, there are so many skills that employers could take advantage of. And I think we need to do more to actually engage with employers. And I know there's a lot of organizations out there doing that now, just to demonstrate the value that people from the Army, the Air Force, the Navy can bring to their organizations. And certainly, you know, when I deal with people within the sectors I'm in now, I can pretty much identify who has served at some time. And I do think they bring a richness and an experience that possibly isn't gained from people who've had no experience of that military life. And of course, when you talk about the military, it is about service. The charity sector, in many ways, is about service. The role I have now is all about service. So I like to work in an organization that there is a purpose. I don't necessarily, you know, see myself slotting into an organization is purely to make profit for shareholders. You know, that's not, you know, saying anything about people who do work in those areas. Of course not. But I do like to have a sense of service. And I think a lot of that comes from my time in the military.